party continues their adventure in the cold north. And, they spend most of the time at the bar talking to Helen. And Big Bean does a terrible job of using stage names. Enjoy! Let's roll!
Shit, it's a copy and unfuck.
Copy and unfuck.
Copy, protect,
yeah, unfuck.
Now we're recording.
Fuck!
Okay.
Exactly.
That was unnecessary. Right there. Unnecessary. Why am I so low? Oh, no, I'm not. I'm fine. Okay.
It's your testosterone.
I don't remember where we were last night because I got drunk. So
we got done talking to Copper.
We did.
Copper. Knobber.
Knobber knocker. Yeah, I have that right here.
And we were going to go back to the inn, to the knack, to see if Helen's messenger came back from news from.
Oh, yeah. He's probably, they're not going to be back until tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why we're going to go back to the inn, obviously. Because we wandered around the town.
You want to run town, you think you went to a couple shops that were awful.
Pius bought that ring.
Yeah.
You gotta figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Figure out what it is.
Please stop fingering the ring.
He's just sticking his finger in and out that fast.
He oils up his finger.
Pius, what are you doing with that ring?
Bringing it to a Diddy party.
I'm gonna put my cock in it.
Oh my god. It's very small.
I screwed up.
I said what I said!
I mean, I guess you're...
Are you a boy plant or a girl plant?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, so you guys go to bed. You still have berries left, so... And you didn't...
Sadness!
Quiet. You're staring at the fire.
Your
eyes do not stand next to the fire.
No. The next morning... The next morning, it's like... And all the berries are back.
This is my curse.
You guys would see it. Like, it doesn't look natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, like...
It's fine.
The berries just all pop into existence.
Yeah, that's a lot of berries.
The old ones die and fall off. And
they
all
scream.
Our
life
was
for nothing.
Oh my god, no one ate us.
You said you didn't want to be.
We're conflicted. We're very... We don't want to die!
Either way,
you're dying. The old berries, they actually, like, fall off and then, like, kind of vanish. Like, they're just in the ether. And the new berries all pop into existence. So.
Now, I like to think that the old ones fall off and they just, as soon as they hit the ground, they just rot.
Okay. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense.
But much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are like.
Oh, jeez.
Can you do that outside next time?
We are outside.
No, we're not.
We're in an inn.
We're in an inn next to the fire. That's what they just said.
We were outside.
The fire.
Ah!
I don't like fire.
We need more fire.
More.
There's one right there.
Can we take some of your
you cannot.
Sticks and put them in the fire?
You can throw some pine needles.
Oh, that's
in
what
there.
You could do. You could also be some tinder.
I'll throw some pine needles
really
in there.
Get
for,
real
like,
cold
in
the
where do you think you're getting these pine needles from?
I have pine needles. I'm a little pine tree.
You're not. You're a berry bush.
Oh, you're right.
The whole premise has been berries.
I'm a little pine tree with berries.
I'm gonna be honest. It's just what I was imagining was one of those like dwarf
Christmas.
Pine trees. Yeah. Fuck.
No, I was imagining more like a shaped.
Yeah, like
bush.
It's like a bush with leaves, not like a.
All right, that's fine.
And berries, not a...
Yeah, my own mental image of them has to change now.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, just replace the pine needles with leaves, and there you go.
No, it's a totally different shape. I went from triangular. That's some matted hair.
You can have a triangular bush.
You make a good point, though. If we're in the cold, we can just use him for warmth.
For tinder.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, he's green, though. Like, so it's
just a little harder to start. That's all.
Yeah,
it's green.
Than,
yeah.
It's going to be better than
nothing.
True.
Nothing, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we're all having this conversation in front of him.
You know what?
I think he's sleeping.
Push comes to shove, I think.
I mean, you're, if we need to.
It starts shaking.
I'm going to go outside and get some sun.
All right.
You go to sleep. Helen's not down there when you wake up because you wake up fairly early.
Mm-hmm.
And the the innkeeper is like, what can I get you guys?
And we just look at Ryan because he's the only one. Oh, wait, no, Val's there, too.
Yeah, Val's there.
You can get breakfast now.
Okay. I mean, you're...
She's in her early 20s, so she probably was drinking last night, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. drinking and partying, you know, doing a little
She's
X.
Like, I want some meat and some bread.
Popping some poppers. So, yeah, I mean, you guys would eat, obviously. And she said, he said, don't worry about it. It's all on him. She's still got your tab. So
nice.
Whatever you want.
I'll have a sausage sandwich, please.
Sure.
Thanks.
I mean, we don't really have much sausage.
Make it.
Some cheese.
We do have cheese.
On bagel.
Wait, what the fuck's a bagel?
No juice?
This end sucks.
I mean, we barely have bread. So, hey, do you see how cold it is out? It's been like this for years.
What kind of schmears do you have? Schmear.
Do you have onion and chive?
Think one outside.
I do love onion and chive.
I thought it was my normal voice.
You know what I do?
Annoying.
I have Dave's bread. Have you ever had Dave's bread?
Oh, yeah.
So Dave's bread with
prison
the...
Prison Dave's bread.
Yeah, Prison Dave.
Isn't it terrible? I thought it was bad.
I thought it was too, and then I got used to it. And I really like it.
Oh, you're telling me that it like just falls apart in your mouth?
It's all seeds.
Yeah.
It's barely held together with some...
Wait, you make your own Dave's bread?
Well...
No, it's Dave's bread.
Dave's bread?
Dave's bread. It's
the brand.
Dave's the brand.
Oh.
And so I take onion and chive cream cheese on it.
That's
and
great
then,
cream cheese.
Then I put a couple of fresh tomato slices on it with
a little bit of salt,
pepper, and oregano.
I used to take bagel chips and dip them into onion and chive cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So yeah, they don't have any of that. What?
It's not gay if you taste like chives.
Uh-oh.
Is that true?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did it.
He did.
I didn't even pick up
on it. Fuck!
Yay!
Nobody did.
I love...
If I kept talking, I could have...
I love early morning shots.
Have that kerosene?
He does. No, you better get out the fucking Ray and nephew, because I know there was some left.
10 a.m. shot, baby.
Make
sure there's no open flames.
That's
already
Dixie's fucking wreck last night. She was like, let's just do shots.
Yeah, I know. You were. I was like, no, let's not.
God, you guys.
I was especially touched when you offered to pay for everyone's asshole bleaching.
You did.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be
was...
taking you up on that.
You're like, let's just do it.
We scheduled someone to come
well,
to the house.
You were very upset when you found out we were going to do it ourselves. And you're like, no, you're going to miss. You're going to have bleach spots all over your ass.
I do believe that.
I mean, yeah, obviously the first time.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, we're not professionals.
We would need a series of mirrors to even get close.
You're not going
to
hit the target the first time you shoot.
I mean, you would need a stick, right? How
yeah,
you gonna,
yeah,
like?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is a stick. They put it on a stick, and it's like a little piece of chapstick kind of thing
they
on
mean
the stick.
An awful lot about asshole.
I have seen the kit that you use.
I didn't even know there was a kit. That's fantastic.
There's a kit. Yeah.
Is it like,
I've seen the kit as it went into my asshole.
Is it like when you're trying to take like a selfie stick?
Well,
over your
that's
ass?
where we got into the midgets having the wiper stick, because it's kind of the same thing, but it's got anal bleach on the tip,
and then,
you rub it in there.
Maybe you
and that's
the
real
too.
Thing with the midgets?
Maybe.
Yes, the wiping stick is a real thing.
The whole conversation is coming back to me.
Yeah,
I would have never unlocked that.
I know. We had to unlock.
Yeah.
You know,
thank
memory
you.
Unlocked.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an important memory to have.
That's enough for a shot.
No.
Ew. Oh. Take a big old swig
gonna,
of that.
What are you going to chase it with? Coffee.
Have Dixie smell it, though, because...
No, I can't.
You got to get your microphone close so we can hear the gagging.
It's my favorite part. All
right, ready?
Here we go.
10 a.m.
When's
the last time you had a 10 a.m. shot?
It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Probably last D&D weekend.
It's when you have to, like, plug your nose in.
So good. Wait until that burp comes back.
Oh, it's burning.
Yeah.
Oh, the coffee was a terrible choice.
You
oh,
my
God. That's so much worse. I was going to say, get some Mountain Dew or something. Get something sweet.
Get a cherry Coke, man. poor
Cliff's over there dying.
Up top in the back. Yeah, there you go. Oh, God. That should help.
That's not going to help.
That'll help.
Oh, wow.
I think I can smell him.
I think the nastiness of that shot mixed with the bitterness of the coffee.
Yeah, that fucked him up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know what would happen.
You know why?
Because you've never had coffee,
I've never had coffee after a chaser.
Yeah.
This took a good turn. I'm very pleased. I'm pleased with this morning's activity.
We'll just call it a weekend.
That's it. We're good.
So anyone listening, do not chase with coffee. That's not a good...
I mean,
what's the name
to
of
anyone
brand?
Listening, if you buy Ray and Nephew on your own...
That's true.
You don't
do that.
You probably can't even taste coffee.
I don't even know why you would do that.
You should look for them as a sponsor.
I have to dust off everyone that I buy.
I don't think they'll like the fact that they're a punishment.
Every time it comes up, it's just
gagging.
You're like, oh God, this is the worst fucking liquor.
Or the listeners can play at home. Every time we do a shot, they do a shot.
They do a shot of Ray and Nephew. Yeah. That's overproofed rum. Ray and Nephew overproofed rum. Sponsored by, a proud sponsor of BSB.
You know, they may take pride in it. Like, I don't know what they're... No one puts that on the market and is like, that's some good shit. Like,
I don't understand how anyone could say, you know what? This is a really good rum.
I like to unwind and have
a nice
some
glass
Ray
of Ray and Nephew.
It's
not.
It is I want to forget something that happened to me drink.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, that's like, I'm already very drunk and I want to get super drunk.
Yeah.
And this is the only thing available because it's 110 proof. Anyway.
Wait, I want to see what their marketing campaign is.
I don't think they have one. Like, Ray and Nephew, we taste like asshole.
I wish we taste like
bleach.
No. Yeah, just after the bleaching. Like, there's still
some Yeah, maybe. It does have some of that chemical vibe. Yeah.
It's from Jamaica.
Yes.
An award-winning high-strength white rum with a complex flavor profile and notes of pineapple, banana, citrus, pear, honey, and molasses.
First off, none of those things are in there.
And the only award it's winning is probably most flammable.
Most likely to burn down.
That's the award it won. And in the most flammable category, we have Ray and Nephew.
We did it!
We can put it on our trailer.
So popular in Jamaica that locals often call it the uncle.
The uncle?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Because if you call something the uncle in America, that's not a good connotation.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
You're probably diddling.
We call it the uncle because it just fucking rapes you.
Rapes your throat.
It rapes your throat just like your uncle did.
Uncle Ray! Oh, yeah.
You tell him, I'll kill you.
I know.
That's what it says after you drink it.
Does anybody want to start off with a morning berry?
Okay.
You know what? I'm
going to
try it. Rayan's going to have morning berry.
Really?
Yeah, Rayan's going to try this. He's curious because everyone else has said, oh, I feel better. You know, he saw the face heal on that one person. So Rayan's going to tentatively... Rip a berry off, not kindly.
Be nice!
He's like, he actually likes
stuff.
I regret this immediately.
It doesn't taste great. It's pretty acidic. It's not...
It tastes like Ray and Nephew.
It tastes like Ray and Nephew. But you do feel like if any morning aches or, you know, you
like tiredness.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Feel
might
much
be
better.
Might be worth it a go.
You want one?
I mean,
I hold one out.
You want a piece of?
I just
kind of
push one out.
Yeah, it's still attached to him because he's like
a stick
part
of
him.
Out,
like,
yeah.
Take my berry.
Take my berry.
I feel a little hungry. I could probably choke down a berry.
Pluck me so hard.
What?
Not you robots.
No, we're good.
Okay. Two down, six to go!
It's And yeah, you like any morning tiredness, but you're in your early 20s, so you know you feel
bounce
good.
Right back.
But you feel good anyway.
Yeah.
But now you feel even like a little bit better.
Yeah, now I feel all warm. My chest is all warm.
Yeah, like you took a little
I'll be here all day.
Not so much heroin.
Oh,
okay. More like a you just drank an energy drink or something, but a good
nice,
one.
Warm.
Yes, that good ones.
Hmm?
Nice warm apple cider.
That's
yeah,
why
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Magic.
Oh.
So what happens if you eat all eight?
If who eats all eight?
One person.
Let's
doesn't
find
matter.
Out.
As long as they're eating.
Eating.
Mm. I mean, we know because you were telling us. But.
You know what? Rayan sees a marketing.
Like,
Rayan's nephew?
Rayan's nephew.
Yeah.
Well, they have to be eaten that
my,
day.
My nephew now.
I can't, like, use it and then make, like, a jam.
Yeah,
and
we sell them rot away.
No, that's okay. No, we
yeah.
just sell them as a cure-all.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to. And you
I like
my,
it! We're friends now!
My, you've got to change your voice.
I cannot!
So, you know, you guys are talking about your new business proposition for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen come. You start see Helen come down the stairs.
Hi, Helen.
Good morning. I'm expecting him back anytime now. They should,
okay.
should be like. And you know, as she's saying that, someone
is that them?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone that comes in is that them?
Is that them? Is that them? Is that them? No, the person. They're yeah. He. They're. I mean, hell. I think I need to talk to you. Away from the group, though.
Who's saying this?
The
messenger.
The messenger.
Oh.
Came back. So,
she
so you see them? See them go to.
They talk to you. Oh my god, she's crazy.
She so they go to a dark corner, and Helen comes back and says, hey, "Let's talk, guys. You ruined the town.
No,
oh no, that was that mayor that did that.
He
offered alternatives, and this
yes.
is the one he went with.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of silly. We tried to tell him not to do it.
I mean, the story I got is that you got the entire guard slaughtered by...
No,
and he volunteered their services, and they were noobs, so they died.
Yeah, we wanted to go and kill the guy outside the town, and he was all like, no.
Yeah, we
okay.
tried to...
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's dead.
He's a bitch. The mayor's dead.
The mayor's dead?
The leader?
No, the mayor's fine.
Oh, okay.
Your father's dead.
Papa, no!
Is that what you're telling her?
Papa!
And she's just in her
Papa.
Early
20s. Anyway,
Papa,
by the way, he's dead. It just walks
life.
Off.
Papa, can you see me?
Papa, can you hold me?
So,
no,
he's fine.
I love Fiddler of the Roof.
He's like,
Jewish?
he's fine.
Yes.
He's okay. He's a little upset that you left, but he's getting deep. But he is he's you know, the town's in shambles now because they have no guard, and you know they're really pretty much rife for picking from bandits. So
yeah, for sure,
we're gonna
for
have
sure.
to meet. We're gonna have to meet in 10 towns to discuss how we're gonna protect the town.
Can the 10 towns just send a temporary guard over there, some from each town? To...
We don't work that way. Really.
So,
like, protect your
so you
own.
Don't help each
you don't protect your own.
But you're
no,
gonna,
they
oh,
don't.
You might as well just call yourself
that's,
nine towns.
We're the 10 towns, but sometimes we fight each other. That's like, it's just a, it's a very loose.
So you're just
going to
get together and figure out
just
who's
like
going
UN.
To take over that area?
That's what it sounds like.
It's basically the UN. Like, out of character.
Completely ineffective?
Yes. Pretty much.
Hey, don't do that. We can't enforce it, but.
So.
Being an American's the
We're the best.
Yeah,
best
country.
Number one.
Could you imagine?
USA! USA!
You're like fucking like Liechtenstein or something instead.
Oh my god.
Luxembourg. Yeah.
Probably have looks great.
Luxembourg, Morocco. Like,
well, Luxembourg's all finance. That's all they are. It's just bankers.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Those people are
you know what I mean,
crazy.
Though.
Oh my god!
I'm trying
stop.
Not to say that word.
Does that have anything with the Japanese from last night?
Wrong J word.
It's a lot of Japanese in Luxembourg.
If you know what I mean.
I kind of do, but I don't
you know
at
what
the
I
same
mean,
time.
One of the best phrases, if you know what I mean.
You
especially
get
when
it.
You look at them, like, if you know what I mean.
No, the best is to look at somebody in like a mixed crowd and go, you get it. They're like, I don't get it. I don't get
yeah,
it.
You know
guys.
What I'm saying. You and me, you know
you
know
you, get
you
it.
Absolutely
yeah,
know what I'm
you
saying.
Get it.
Very
Please, please stop.
When you're the biggest piece of shit in the room.
You get it, buddy.
You get it. You know what I'm talking about.
He might not understand, but you,
you
know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
I see it in your eyes.
I don't think I'm friends with this group anymore. I think I just got kicked out.
So, Helen's like, all right, here's 100 gold.
Nice.
Thanks.
Each?
No. Just split between the... Well, honestly, it's just... She would just give it to people that actually did the work.
Yeah.
Not you guys. Sorry.
What?
We can each take 20 gold, though.
That's I'm okay. The berry...
Oh, 20 gold. You're right.
I
keep counting.
Down,
forgetting that he has two.
That's a lot of gold for someone in their early 20s.
Yeah, well... You know, bleaching for everyone.
Oh!
Wouldn't that make it a different color than your skin? I mean, you're a half-orc, so you're like gray.
Would for me, too.
So you'd have to
shine.
You would just have
bright.
A bright white asshole.
Yes, like
I would look like,
that's
like, I would
a
look like a black cat, right? Because I'm drow.
Yeah.
And then just like
just a
asshole.
little like white asshole right there.
Faded asshole.
Yeah.
I like this.
Ombre asshole.
It's a sleek look.
I'm gonna wear chaps just so everyone can see.
You like this?
You're bumbled up all completely in your ass.
just right up until the
you have chaps.
You just have a
and
G-string. Everyone can see the bleaching coming out.
I'm walking around just goosing everyone.
you just have like some mechanism that spreads your ass cheeks apart as you're walking.
I'm gonna
down
have
the
bush
street.
Do it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just gonna.
I don't think he's going to
walk
do that.
Behind you.
Walk behind me and just spread my cheeks.
I'm like, I wonder if this will work. He just shoves a berry in there.
Oh.
Uh-oh, you wasted a berry.
I wouldn't allow it.
It's working!
You feel better?
So
does it feel the same when it goes in your mouth?
Berry suppositories for everyone!
Really?
It probably would work.
Sure,
I mean, you absorb stuff. You stick it in your ass.
Sure.
I
get tampon
vibes. I am not looking up a potion of healing in your asshole in D&D. I'm sure that it's there somewhere.
Well, let's find out. Okay.
Well,
if you put a regular potion in your asshole, is it like a potion, superior potion at that point? You know, it's like it's harder and faster.
No, I'm looking it up.
You don't know.
Maybe that's the next thing that happens. Instead of doing a shot, the person has to have a tampon of
vodka.
Oh my gosh!
In their ass.
D&D weekend's getting awesome.
You guys are having more frequent D&D weekends.
you.
It's like you're...
Why
to be clear to the listeners, Dixie is talking to the dog and not any of us when she said you assaulted me in the bed this morning.
Oh, good call.
Yeah,
good call.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
That was a dog. That was Tuna.
That was a very cute to you. You assaulted me in the
you
bed this morning.
Cliff!
You were licking me and everything.
Oh my God. Does taking a potion rectally increases absorption? This is why the internet is such a great place.
It really is.
And there's probably billions of results.
If you're really concerned about that.
I mean, I would say no, because it's a magical item. I don't think
it
matters what orifice it goes into.
It doesn't change the property of the potion.
Right. It's already doing something that normal absorption doesn't do,
yeah.
So I don't know why a different cavity would change the
it
magical effectiveness.
I think because of the blood vessels in the cavity.
Right, right. No, I understand why it works for, like, alcohol and things like that.
No,
so maybe
saying,
it works
faster
than
it
goes
better.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, it's already
yeah.
an instant thing. You pour a potion down someone's throat, they get up immediately. Right? So how much faster can that be?
I agree.
Wow, this guy really, really put some thought into this. So he goes, it says, nope, the opposite. Faster absorption means that it gets into your system much faster and has a more immediate and often intense effect. But that means that you aren't slowly getting bits of it as it's processed by your stomach, liver, and kidneys. You get it all at once. To be fair, there's no way to really model this with potions because they don't have time to actually start working. Also, you can get a much more intense effect
right,
with less substance. So what could be a safe dose of something orally can rapidly become dangerous rectally, as we see with college kids getting alcohol poisoning from beer, which is normally impossible, as you're bypassing a lot of the body's defenses. So apparently, no, you cannot get the same benefits of a potion of healing.
But I disagree,
rectally.
Because right, because he's putting it against alcohol, but alcohol and potions do not
so that's what you're
work.
You know what,
potions
while we're healing. Talking about potions, Barry, where would we pour a potion on you?
Just
if we pour need to, if you go down to battle,
if you eat one of your own berries, would you get healed?
Pour it on my roots.
On your roots?
Yeah, baby.
How do we do a medicine check on Barry?
Check my roots.
I mean,
all the roots.
You just look at him, and if he
looks fucked up.
Like, put the
if there's like yeah, if there's sticks broken and
Yeah, leaves ripped
fucking
off.
Fucking leaves ripped off. He looks.
I give you some of that. You know that green like tape almost you can buy for plants.
Yeah.
I just give you some of that, and I'm like, please patch me with that.
Yeah, a potion of healing will work on him. Like,
yeah,
he
don't know. He doesn't have a mouth.
It doesn't matter. You just pour it on.
Just pour it in my bush.
Pour it into his roots.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. But
ah, that was my asshole. I'm gonna fucking die. I'm swimming in too quickly.
Oh my god! You just explode.
Just berries on the ground.
Yeah, just yeah. Actually, it's like 16 berries instead of 8. Just
I gotta get rid of all of these now.
But if you, yeah, I mean if you have a mouth, then. You have to take the potion orally, not rectally, unless there's a special potion that's made, designed as a suppository, which now I'm going to work in some campaigns.
Yep. Potion of suppository healing.
Suppository of healing.
Then you get like a buff. Like a,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a charisma advantage
yeah.
on charisma.
You can't sneak
up
on them.
Yeah.
So you want us to do anything else, Helen?
I didn't enjoy that suppository potion conversation you guys were having.
Look, this is how
she just stood there the whole time. She was like,
"How we become an elite party? We work through these issues.
We want
it's like a Dixie.
We just want to know if we can increase the potency.
By the way, you should have one of his berries for increased.
No, I'm good.
Get rid of the aches and pains of the morning.
No, thanks.
They're very good for you.
I might get rid of your hangover.
Yeah.
Are you hungover?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, give it a whirl.
Yes!
Takes one. She eats
it. I don't try to charge her, though, because she's hooking us up.
She said, yeah, I do feel a little bit better. That berry,
right?
It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, I don't like the taste at all.
But
to be fair, that's how you know it's a good thing.
Amazing. All right, so you have, like, 5 left?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All five
which
will be gone.
So that's how you know it's a good thing.
I guess.
And not the taste.
Yeah, true, yeah. Although they said that potions of healing taste like boysenberry.
I don't know.
Me neither. But apparently it's good.
But you nodded, you're like, oh, yeah, it tastes like that.
Schnozberries.
It tastes like schnozberries.
It tastes like schnozberries.
Ever see Uncle Joe? What's his name?
It's Uncle Joe, I think.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
When he licks the wall.
Grandpa Joe,
thank you. Not Uncle Joe.
He licks the wall. He's like,
when he licks the wall in that scene, he's like, It's like, oh, no, stop, Grandpa Joe.
He gets into it. Grandpa Joe, stop.
I saw that movie.
Pull that clip up.
Google Grandpa Joe licking the wall.
Okay, you never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
You never saw Willy Wonka?
The original.
We're talking about Grandpa.
Oh! You're talking about
the Johnny Knoxville,
where he's dressed up like the old man.
No.
Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka.
Yes, I know what you're talking
The original Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Grandpa Joe gets up into the wall.
He does. He gets into that.
I couldn't take it real when that old fuck jumped right out of the bed when he got the ticket to go.
I hated that motherfucker.
That prick couldn't help clean.
They're
fucking sitting there eating moldy bread. Like, go work.
The fucking...
yeah. He's really working the wall.
Yeah, I mean, he is an asshole.
The wall's just like, he's an asshole.
Like, the fact that in the pitch meeting, he's like, he's not the bad guy? Are you sure?
To be fair, they live a shit life. I understand why you just want to lay in bed.
Yeah, but...
there's a better...
Oh, my God.
Stop,
Grandpa Joe.
Did you save the memory for the 13-ounce pour or whatever the fuck that was?
No, I didn't know.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Could I have more coffee, too?
Let's take a break. Nice.
What is it?
Why don't you pause it?
Nice. Everyone's getting up, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get coffee.
Jungle
Asia. And we're... Oh, my God. That was literally the first thing that was on the
board.
Okay. So, and we're back.
I think that was the thing on the last... Like, the very end of the last recording. So it's seamlessly blended.
It was just bookended.
We are learning things, though. We know how midgets wipe their ass now, and understands.
We're low.
Who?
Oh, that's unfortunate. No! Never drink alone.
No!
Dude, we got it at the same time.
Who?
Fuck me. Fuck me.
Did you just break something?
Just bring out the bottle.
Fuck me?
I swear to God, if you give me a bigger pour, I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's the only thing we'll all agree on as far as like fairness, is it's the same pour for everyone.
Well, that looks like twice as much.
You want a coffee shooter?
Could you give me the Baja Blast? Because I'm gonna Baja Blast. This is more, dude. This is way more than you have.
To be fair, that looks the same.
It's like one finger, right?
It's like half.
It's not even a tampa finger.
Big bean makes multiple.
It's like it's like.
Yeah, what do you say? Two or three?
Up to the knuckle. Second knuckle. It's a second knuckle bore.
That's a lot, bro.
I know that would be a lot.
Imagine somebody just relaxing at night with a tall glass of Ray and
Ray
nephew.
Nephew with ice,
maybe with a cube in it. I just
said
it's
clean.
Cube.
A shot.
Oh.
Did you name your character Ray because of the drink?
No,
that would have been great if you did.
Ray and nephew would have, nephew could have been your
last
name. Yeah,
we need his nephew to appear.
It's Ray and nephew.
Should I change his last name to Effew? So it's just Ray and nephew.
Oh my god, I'm putting this off so much.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just in the
morning. All right, here we go.
Can I cover my nose?
No.
No, as long as he gets
it. However,
as long as he gets it in him.
That's what my baby used to do.
He's quivering. Yeah, he's an ex.
That's what babies do when they start.
I hate it.
In the morning.
I hate it so fucking much.
Yeah.
I'm so careful, like, I think about everything I say because I don't want that fucking shit.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Yep.
Does the Baja Blast help?
The Baja Blast helps.
It does help.
Way more than the coffee, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, are you recovered yet?
No. Right. I don't think I got it all.
Turn off the mics. You need to have
Everyone's fine. No, but you did that to yourself.
I know. I feel like I have to.
That's fine.
Live
I mean,
by
I appreciate
rules.
Your commitment, your truthiness. Nice.
God damn it! Can't believe that happened. I was doing so good.
Nice. Well,
I don't feel well. I think this is the only. Cure.
I feel like you make a gaffe every session though, right?
Oh, he's the worst one.
I am the worst. Yeah. Well, actually, no. Last session, I didn't do it at all. This
I think you're right.
This was unfortunate. Oh, it says
yeah, it's a nice glass.
Oh!
Does that count?
Yes!
I just fucked myself!
You said his last name.
That's what the fucking talk! I was just reading!
A million of those.
God
name,
fucking damn
not
it!
Not so much.
But not as good as the guy when you said your own person.
Oh, that was great.
His own full name.
Fuck me!
How much of that disgustingness is left?
I actually have I have the bottle left.
Oh, I think you're finishing it.
I think we have like your half a shot.
Yeah, just give him all of it.
No.
Mix it with something else.
If the rain
your
bottle glass.
Fuck me.
What are we gonna do? For-
I feel like such a fucking idiot. Oh, it's a name, man.
What are we gonna do then if people say names for the rest?
I mean, I got other shit.
But it's not
that
a-
looked-
no, it's not.
No, thank God.
We'll find something like he hates tequila.
Yeah.
Right. So like, and I think he does too.
I do, but the one
I don't know what to give you. You're a tough one.
But the one you have isn't that bad.
I drank too many.
No, I haven't. Yeah,
I got to fucked up and was puking all over the place. So
oh God.
It's a no go.
Yeah.
I'm the same way about Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Well, Jim Beam, I don't mind too much.
Southern Comfort.
Tequila
is the worst.
Two shots in like 1 minute here.
Good for you, buddy.
Oh.
Deck.
Sink.
So he's gonna.
He was never gonna make it out.
No, I see that. Yeah. Well, I thought he was going to the bathroom. Like he would have had to go all the way around.
No, I knew. I think
it was our first vomit. That's nice.
Luckily, it wasn't a full vomit. He mostly was just.
So that means he's gonna take another.
No.
He's gotta do double shot.
He did swallow.
Double shot for being a pussy. That's nice.
Mix the remaining Ray and nephew with some tequila.
You okay?
No.
You want to go outside? It's a little cooler out there.
Oh. Vomit into one of the plants.
Give
it
something
better.
To drink.
Oh my god. That was so fucking bad. So fucking bad.
Crocs enjoying
it. Oh my god. It's so disgusting. All I hear is...
Maybe I think it's because it's early.
Maybe you'll learn your lesson then.
Maybe it's because you took too much.
What
you
drop a different name? He's like, oh god.
Did you actually throw up?
A little bit.
I
actually almost lost it over there.
There are no chunks. It was all liquid, so
it's nah.
Fine, sir.
I mean, get the rest of it.
I'm one of those people
okay.
Where if it had left, I would have had to go into the bathroom and start puking too.
Oh,
you know
he started
like,
puking.
Yeah, like a chain reaction. Puking.
No one pukes alone.
Yeah,
I was
like,
the fucking worst.
Yeah,
you
that
know?
Was.
That was bad.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't think you were going to make it to the sink.
I don't think alcohol settles, but maybe that one does. You got everything at the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a bunch of worms at the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't think there's supposed to be worms in that
supposed
bottle, but there was.
Please stop.
We should have just put it in anally.
Oh, right.
Yeah, next time you're getting your shot anally,
yeah.
All right? I don't want to.
No more of this pussy shit throwing it up.
Well, it's the first time I've done that.
Boris
right?
drops his pants. Let me make sure it's real up there.
Yeah. The first one.
Let me watch.
It was just too much. It was too much at once.
That's crazy.
That's unfortunate. Well,
I know. He didn't even get the taste out of his mouth before he had another shot.
Yeah.
Stop being a dummy.
You're right.
And what the hell did he say? He did it to himself.
He's hurting himself.
I think that's
you
the
your name off of a glass, like a dum dum,
like a dum dum, big dum dum. I can't believe I looked at the fucking glass that I just took a shot out of.
Yeah, and then said the
and
name.
And then said the goddamn
yeah,
name.
Nice glass.
It's a nice glass. Oh, it says moon.
He's gonna say oh,
yeah. Yeah,
he already did.
Oh God.
It's still in the back of my throat.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Yeah, you need
get
some. Get
some.
Because he's getting the. Oh! You gotta be fucking kidding me!
I'll take his shot as true.
I'm gonna cry!
I'll take his shot as true. We'll give him like half an hour
and then he's got
to take.
Yeah, just give me some time.
Give
me
half
an hour. Why? What is wrong with me?
Cliff, do a reminder with that.
That was my fault. I will take.
Hey, Google,
take
set a timer for 30 minutes.
Hunger Games style.
I volunteer.
I am genuinely upset right now. Like, this is not a. This is not a play upset.
It's any consolation, dude. It was three different names.
Should we stop recording for 5 minutes so we can recover in case he says another name?
Do you need to take a break?
Yeah, maybe.
start playing, help you. Maybe the problem is we're not playing. So he's not in play mode.
Yeah,
right?
let's start. Yeah. You collect yourself.
He's shaking a little bit.
Dude, that's
well, now he's
horrifying.
He's sad.
Yeah, you're shaking a little bit.
What happens when you lose weight? Alcohol and stuff hits you way different.
Yeah, your brain's shrinking. That's the problem.
And it's soft.
My brain's soft? Well, all brains are soft.
Like a baby.
Oh, God. That was the fuck.
Smooth, too.
I think you need 3 pizzas to recover your brain energy.
You want me to get you a taco pizza?
Cheesesteak stat.
I do need... I we can pause it because I do need some time right now. we're going to pause for this commercial.
Got a podcast, but slip out names, calling friends by their real flames. We've got a cure that's really grand. Stage Name Saver in your hand. Stage Name Saver, keep it clean. No more names the world ain't seen. Talk with flair, it's a game changer. Give their names a glitzy manger. Just one dose and you'll be fine. Stage Name's rolling off the line. No more slips, just pure perfection. Stage Name Saver, pure affection. So grab a bottle, act today. Keep your podcast classy, hey, hey, hey. Stage Name Saver, now in stores. Never mess up names no more.
Yeah.
All right,
I mean,
we're recording again.
No one else has named their video The Magic Trick.
Oh, fuck me.
Probably going to find a lot of dicks.
And I'm kind of back.
Jerk pickle.
There's no context for that.
You just said dirt pickle. Like you were doing a sound check.
Anyone listening is like, fucking what?
Excuse me? Dirt pickle. Your clue is dirt pickle. Okay, password?
Can I call a friend? All right, what are we doing?
All right, you know
Big,
what you're...
Oh, Big
I
Bean,
don't. I totally
we're
forget.
We're going to say Big Bean is going to take the shot later so that he doesn't...
we were in that inn talking to Helen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just asked if she has anything else she wants us to do. super effective.
She's like, I don't have anything, pressing. I can tell you some of the things I've heard around town.
Wait, wasn't there something about a magic hook?
Yeah, we got a few quest lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
not...
Maybe she has a better one.
Okay.
I mean, I have...
It doesn't
sound... That one sounds stupid, and I don't want to do it.
No. Oh, okay. Glad I prepped it. The
custom one I made.
It's not.
We're definitely not doing that one.
It's not.
It's fine.
There are some.
There's a really handsome fisherman called Big Bean.
Real man's man.
He's worked on himself in the last few months.
He's so tough, strong, and nobody hurts him.
He's got thick skin. She said there was something really odd that happened a couple weeks ago. We saw a comet.
Mm-hmm.
It just like come out of the sky.
That's where they come from, yes.
And it went down like south of Ten Towns.
They're called meteors then.
Once it enters the atmosphere.
Do you want to hear the fucking story or not?
We just want it to be correct.
So since then, some folks have been receiving mental messages in a language they can't make out. I'm pretty sure the comet has something to do with that. I mean, obviously. Who would fucking write that? And,
What?
Sorry.
I guess that's in the dialogue.
That was commentary and mixed in with the dialogue. Like, after it fell, people started getting mental messages. I think that might be cause of it. Uh-huh. Really? You think?
Is that dialogue?
Yeah, it's dialogue.
Oh, okay.
I bet you could find it easily enough.
Where? What town did it fall into?
It's the mountain south of Ten Towns.
Like you
not
saw like a... Like you know it's down there?
I didn't see it. As Hillen says.
Okay.
But it is...
Well, we already have something. We have the magical fish off the southeast, so...
Oh, good.
That sounds stupid.
It does sound stupid.
It's pretty good.
But we're getting pretty bored. We don't have anything to do after we killed all those guys. So, and Bushy here is getting anxious.
Why we gotta get going?
Oh my god. excuse me.
Oh god.
I can't help it. My throat is raw and sore.
It was a rough night last night.
I had a tissue.
Yeah.
It's near the Cackling Chasm. You guys hear the Cackling Chasm?
No.
Hey!
One that laughs at you.
It's called no. You, I gave you that fucking quest.
Yeah. That's the quest.
Could you speak up a little bit faster? Okay. You're the note guy.
That's what I said. It's the same direction.
Well, let's head in that
Wait,
direction.
Is that the hook?
The magical fish request is in the southeast of Bryn Shander. That's called the Cackling Chasm. It's got the knolls, and now we have this meteor making metal.
In that same direction.
So it was the hook.
So what's closer, the hook or the meteor?
Probably.
Are you asking Helen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, asking the DM.
Well,
oh, okay.
We can ask her.
The Cackling Chasm is not the hook. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. The Cackling Chasm is the hook.
Right.
There's the Black Cavern to the north.
Yes.
Probably the closest one is the Black Cavern.
No, but we want to go south.
We'll probably knock both those out at the same
okay.
time.
Yeah, of the two south ones, which one is closer?
Then it would probably be the Cackling Chasm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything? Hold on. Anything else you heard?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, there was a couple other things, but I don't think the DM
is there shit or not?
Oh. Well, we want to do those then.
Of course you do. Dicks.
Is there anything
else? Let's leave the Ten Towns. Go find those.
I'm going to go to Waterdeep. Come on.
Let's just start walking east.
You know what? This sounds like it's too big of a thing for us to deal with.
Let's charter a boat and go out in the sea.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask everyone their names.
I'll make shit up. I don't care. And a whale. You see a whale? It has a person riding it. Like,
sexual?
Right in a blowhole, and the whale's like, please stop.
Please, I can't breathe.
That's where I breathe from. Oh, it's so gooey.
It's all right, we're going south. Let's go.
All right,
okay.
We're going to the Cackling Chasm.
We'll see you later, Helen.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Helen.
If you need to talk to us, send a messenger.
I mean... No, I don't think I will, but thank you.
We're good friends.
We're never going to see her.
You want to come with us?
No. I'm old.
And we have a bush and a young 20-year-old. So.
What does that have to do with anything?
We have a very diverse crowd.
Yeah.
We have robots.
Poor fortune.
They get mad when you call them robots.
And this dude who throws off his bleached asshole.
Did I have any insight on that ring that he's been fondling?
You know that it does somehow protect you.
But it's very suspicious.
It's no, no. Actually, you're like, I don't think they got that right.
I mean, I think you should be suspicious.
I'm very suspicious now.
Pius is looking around. He's like, do you want it? I think it's just a regular ring.
I'll take it.
I mean, you're like a No, like a magic
oh,
ring.
Oh, I could use it.
It might be a protection ring.
Can a bush wear it?
I only have an 11 AC.
It's going to look weird. It's going to look more like a
ornament.
Christmas ornament.
Actually, yeah, I like that. Yeah, give it to the bush.
I mean, I don't know for certain that there's nothing wrong with it.
He just cracked.
I think
he's
just
a little vine wraps around it.
I think
so
it's a ring of protection. And for some reason, I feel like you probably deserve to have a little more protection.
Aw.
That's the sweetest thing you've ever said.
We've had wizards die a lot in this book.
What? All right, so I guess I take it and wrap my little vine around it.
Okay. It's going to take 24 hours for you to get
No, it takes an hour to put it.
That's it? I thought it was 24.
Oh, no, that is true, yeah. But I have to sit and concentrate.
Yeah, so we can wait and finish everything.
All right, so it's a ring of protection plus one.
Yeah!
There you go.
Thank you.
So they actually, he had a ring of protection that he thought was the ring of protection. Well, not thought, but was like trying to pawn off as the ring of protection. And the thing that he thought was cursed was actually a ring of protection.
Nice.
So.
See, look, I got that for you for 2 gold.
You're amazing.
That's
good. Give it back now.
No.
Now that I know it's not cursed.
Give it back.
Yeah.
That's worth like, that's worth like 200 gold.
What the fuck?
Like he has like. Well, you probably should be able to cast mage armor on yourself.
I mean, you can cast mage armor on yourself.
You have mage armor, right?
You should have taken mage.
That's
armor.
Like a
please,
spell you
please
need to have taken.
Have taken mage armor.
You see him scratch something out of his papers.
Mage armor.
Or you're gonna get wrecked
because you have no armor class. You have like zero. Like
is mage armor, what's automatic 16?
Yeah. And there's no way you can wear armor. No one's going
to
make
it. Don't I have to
pick
spells from my school?
No. You can pick spells from other schools. You get benefits for picking spells from your school. But yes, you need mage armor.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
When you were a wizard before, you never
did I
took mage
play
armor?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
I will let you retcon. Are you going to say this is my first adventure?
No. It's just we play so infrequently.
You would think that him playing wizards enough.
Yeah, but we've been playing for like 6 years.
Shut up.
That's
I didn't reread the rules, okay?
That's
just
wizard. Call a spade a spade. Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't say that anymore.
Mage armor doesn't even exist.
It does. No, it's a thing.
It's like the most basic of
it's one of the
you like
fireball
get that at like
and mage armor.
I think
no, this
yeah.
is not in alphabetical order. I thought it was.
Mage armor is definitely one of the one of the base spells that wizards take.
Yes.
For reasons.
You drop it later on if you get your AC high.
I don't. Since you're a bush, I don't think you can wear clothes like effectively.
No, that's kind of why I went wizard because like it's
you know, it's
easier.
Like when people have those like there's like special shrubs that they have to wrap in the winter. That's what he looks like.
It's like
you
a
put
house cloak,
on him or something.
You guys like my cloak? Looks weird.
Can't see shit.
Although if he did wear a cloak, it at least would give us some indication which way he's pointing.
He wears it
true.
On the top.
True.
Oh no, it's just on top of his face.
Just,
can't see out of it.
Can't see shit.
Well, I mean, his sight is magical anyway, so it's not like he.
Ooh, do you have magical sight? Can you see through darkness?
No.
No.
It's not blind sight.
Not that magical.
That's some sort of magical.
It's just he blind has
sight up to 20 feet.
He has normal vision that is magically granted.
Mm.
Because he was awakened. What are you doing?
He's writing. Up
well, let's. I'm good
traveling. He's writing up his whole character right now.
Yeah.
Rewriting.
Ill prepared.
No, I'll keep my other ones.
Really
just
big deaming this.
Oh my god! What the fuck does that
there
mean?
Was no reason to sit and you could have moved.
That was able to offend two people.
I didn't fucking do anything. I didn't stop us.
Hey!
Yeah. I didn't say yo stop.
Jesus Christ! I'm rolling like shit. All right, it's still going
to
take you.
Way to crack your voice.
Yeah.
My throat is destroyed.
That's what you said.
Tell your boyfriend to relax.
Oh, he's packing his shit up.
Please leave it.
I will not tell him to relax. We have a good relationship.
That's it.
He's kind and gentle.
He just gets a little happy and aggressive.